In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
As you've heard Neil say before, the surname Palmer has a history, like most family names, right? Smith is not an arbitrary name. It's the designation for a family that at least at some point were the blacksmiths. The Millers worked the mill. The Patels were the heads of the village. The Parkers were gamekeepers. The Ortegas were from a specific region in Spain. And the Palmers were pilgrims. Now, I like to imagine that once upon a time, there was a family of some means in a small village who decided on Holy Week they were making a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. And they went and were so overwhelmed by their experience and wanting to bring back a little show and tell of their journey, they brought home palm fronds, a strange sight in their part of the world. And in addition to bringing home something, they, of course, had to go to every neighbor who would listen to tell them about all that they had seen and heard. You know these people, right? They're those annoying friends who've just come back from France and will only call cheese fromage. Anyway, they quickly get a reputation for their travels, and one day, on their way to the market, surely with a palm frond stuck in their hair or a t-shirt somewhere noticeable, the other folks in the market see them coming and start to gripe. Oh, great, here come the Palmers. And here we are. I mention this made-up account because today is our patronal feast day. Patronal feast day. Every Episcopal church has a patronal feast, even places like us that were not originally named for a saint or holy day. You can think of a patronal feast like a congregational spirit animal, or for Harry Potter fans, a congregational patronus. It's a way to celebrate our communal identity, to consider how a saint or an event in the life of Jesus bears on our present frenzied lives here in Houston. Palm Sunday is our patronal feast day. Now, in most Episcopal churches on Palm Sunday, there will be read the Passion reading, the reading that traces the life of Jesus in those last days from his arrest to his death. And on Palm Sunday, this particular Passion reading is no typical gospel reading. It is usually performed by many voices, and there's even a role for you, the congregation. At the appointed moment, you all stand together and shout with gusto, "Crucify him." But since shouting "Crucify him" on the day we celebrate our common identity as a parish is at least a little dark, we don't do that here. And it's not because we're afraid of a crucifixion. It's because for us, being Palmers has a focus on Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem. Being Palmers has something to do with Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem. And it's that I want us to consider today. So when Jesus actually gets on the road for his triumphal entry, it's during the festival of the Passover, which, while by no means the most important religious holiday of the time, it's definitely the most political. Remember, Passover recalls Israel's liberation from slavery, God's dramatic deeds done to bring them out of Egypt to the land that would become their promised land. Like Haitian Independence Day or Partition Day in India and Pakistan, Passover was a day to consider the state of things and the state of God's promise. Now, at this point in the story for Israel, the people are in their own land. They are in Jerusalem. There is a temple on the mount. But Egypt has really only changed names to Rome. And so Passover is still tense for everyone. In fact, we know that the Roman authorities tightened security around this season by the very fact that Pontius Pilate, you know the man, is in town and not where he normally would be, his home on the coast, Caesarea Maritima. Because any indigenous gathering made Romans nervous. As far as they were concerned, all social gatherings became political ones. So you can imagine how a holiday built around political liberation might be a stressful time for Rome. And more than that, Jesus' entrance into the city on a donkey was intended to stir things up. The crowds surely recognized in this donkey parade a fulfillment of Zechariah's promise and prophecy. Not to mention the fact that Jesus had gained quite a reputation for himself. And so when the people are gathering and they're praising him with shouts of joy and hosanna, it's no wonder the Pharisees get tense. They want Passover to happen, and they do not want Rome to get too worried. It's why we hear them demand of Jesus, disperse the crowd, tell these people to go away, because they're scared. Remember, Rome hates crowds. And Jesus' response is also shrouded and veiled in this political theme. He says, even if the crowds don't shout, these stones will. Which I think we've taken to be very poetic about praise to God, but it also carries a subtle threat of riot, doesn't it? I mean, stones make noise when you throw them. You see, Palm Sunday is not without its foreshadowing. With all the praise and the silliness, it is socially disruptive, intentionally provocative, and already pointing to the cross. Already pointing to the cross. And so to be a palmer, I think, to be a palmer is to journey with Jesus toward the cross, toward his death. What Palm Sunday reminds us is that, yes, going with Jesus toward the cross will be costly, politically, socially, personally. As we'll see over the course of this week, journeying with Jesus causes the very people who love him most to disown him, to run away from him, and abandon him to death. And we can take some comfort, right? We're doing a ritual act. We're not actually there with Jesus. And we can be reassured we're not immediately subject to the political blowback and persecution that Jesus and his friends encountered. And in that, we have a luxury, if we can call it that, to stay with Jesus to the end. But our companionship with Jesus on the road to the cross, on the road to his crucifixion, is not only a practice of imagination and penance. It's a practice that shapes us, conscious or not. And here I really mean us, the people who gather for worship at the corner of Cambridge and Maine. Because I'm convinced being a palmer is to go into the vocation to journey with others as they face death. Right? There's this towering city across the street we call the Texas Medical Center, which I think invites us to discover Jesus in the terminally ill and to hear the call to journey with them as they reckon with the possibility of death. So many of us are already engaged in that work. Some through Palmer Place Apartments, providing long-term housing for those undergoing treatment. Others literally carry Jesus, literally journey with Jesus as Eucharistic visitors who go from this altar with the body and blood of Christ to those who are sick and often lonely in their suffering. Others of us offer listening presence to people on the road to death through Stephen Ministries and the Community of Hope. Not to mention the doctors, occupational therapists, nurses, and pharmacists here, each with opportunities through their profession to be a Palmer, to be a companion with Jesus in the face of other people as they journey with the reality of death. And then there are just many more of us with no official title, no named ministry, who sit at bedsides with nothing to say, except I am here and you are not alone. These are ways that we are being Palmers. These are ways that we are journeying with Jesus on the road to death. And that is heavy, and it is hard. But as I said to a gathering recently, the only reason that we are able to companion others, to companion Jesus in them, is because we know that death, even death, will not fulfill our deepest fears. Yes, yes, there will be sorrow. Yes, there will be grief. But there is always resurrection. And that is the hope we celebrate every Sunday, even during the week of Holy Week. There is always resurrection. And that, too, is the strange reality of what it means to be a Palmer. We can walk toward suffering. We can journey alongside the dying, even if we have no means to save them from the thing that they fear, because we know the one who has saved them from the thing that they fear. So may God grant you a blessed Holy Week. May God empower each of us as Palmers to find Jesus among the sick and the dying, and through the journey with them, ferry us all toward the hope of Christ's resurrection. Amen.